travelers that's out of work just mine. You take a trip to Bungary and plenty there you'll find. Have a trial with the cockies, you can take it straight from me. I'm very sure you'll rue the day you first saw Bungary. Well, how I come this weary way, I mean to let you know. Being out of employment, I didn't know where to go. So I went in the register office, and there I did agree to take a job of clearing for a cocky in Bungary. His homestead was of surface mud, the roof of mouldy thatch. The doors and windows hung by a nail with never a bolt or a catch. The chickens walked over the table, such a sight you never did see. One laid an egg in the old tin plate of the cocky in Bungary. Well, it's early the very next morning, it was the usual go. He rattled the plate for breakfast before the sun did show. The stars were shining glorious and the moon was high, you see. I thought before the sun would rise I'd die in Bungary. Time I come in to supper, it was just on 9:30. And when I had it, well, I reckoned it was my bedtime. But the cocky, he come over to me and he says with a merry laugh, I want yous now for an hour or two to cut a bit of chaff. Well, when the work was over, I'd to nurse the youngest child. Whenever I cracked a bit of a joke, the missus, she would smile. The old fella got jealous, looked like he'd murder me. And there he sat and whipped the cat, the cocky in Bungary. Well, when I'd done me first week's work, I reckoned I'd had enough. I went up to that cocky and I asked him for me stuff. I come down into Ballarat and it didn't take me long. I went straight into Sire's Hotel and blew me £1.01. tsunami job is over, and I'm at liberty. I'll never forget the day I met that cocky in Bangaree.